Protests have taken place in occupied Palestinian territories against an Israeli bill called the Prawer Bill. It aims to relocate tens of thousands of Palestinian Bedouins, a move that critics see as an attempt to displace the Palestinian Bedouins, with some calling it an attempt to ethnically cleanse them. Despite growing condemnation, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that Tel Aviv will go ahead with the plan. He's even slammed the latest protests against the bill.
Netanyahu is a criminal and racist. First of all. The second, that's just like tell the people how arrogant the Israeli government is, and the world can't be tolerant with them, and we can't do as well. So this is in a way and a kind of a call from us, like to boycott and to isolate Israel as an apartheid regime.
Another activist believes that the Prawer Bill is part of efforts by Israel to expand its settlements on occupied territories.
The Israeli bill will lead to the forced eviction of tens of thousands of Palestinian Bedouins and will destroy villages in which they have lived for centuries. It's a racist bill which is designed to ghettoize the Palestinian community to help Israelis expand illegal settlements.
The Prawer Bill was formulated in 2011 and is currently under debate in the Israeli Knesset. It calls for the destruction of dozens of villages and the relocation of up to 70,000 Palestinian Bedouins. The coordinated protests around the world echoed the same message: the Prawer will not pass. The protesters believe this is just an example of the Israelis' discriminatory policies against the Palestinians. Nell Burden for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.